Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
SansPants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png. I've once again been given the job of doing the intro, and I think we can all agree it's going pretty well. I'm Tom Walker. Alongside me is Demi Lardner.
I'm Demi.
That's right. And wouldn't you know it, we have a guest today. Well, I just I remember that we have to do the theme.
You don't. Oh, podcast guest theme.
Yeah.
Are you? And you didn't have it ready?
No, I was busy prepping all
God.
The other shit. All right. Fuck.
He's not even going to hear it.
No, I know that. Well, he had a bad
so
thing.
So why did you get what
it.
The fuck? All right, sing your little fucking song.
All right. Okay, here we go. Let's just take it all clean from the top.
Perfect.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. I'm Tom Walker over here with her head in her hands because this is the second time I've restarted the podcast after...
I'm Demi.
Yep.
And we have a guest today.
Oh, what? We have a...
Music's going. Secret guest.
I was working on a pod late one night when my eyes beheld a welcome sight. Suddenly, to my surprise, another person lighted upon my eyes.
We had a guest.
We had a podcast guest.
A podcast guest.
It was one of the best.
We a podcast had a guest.
It was a podcast guest.
A podcast guest.
We had a podcast guest.
Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png. I mean, you know him from his Twitch stream at the Go Off Kings or his work on Your Kickstarter Sucks. Or maybe you're just a follower of the Twitter account Bronzehammer. It's Jesse Farrar.
Hello.
My body is so tense.
Why?
You guys did a great job.
Thank you, JF. And how are you and what are your children's names?
Okay, we can, don't do that. JF, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day or with how time zones work. Evening.
It's nighttime. It's nighttime. I rolled out of bed and combed my hair to be on the show.
Oh, thank you. You got a gazette nightcap you got on your little head with a little bell on the end. You're really going to mess that stuff up.
I do have one of those nightcaps, and I bought the nightcap specifically to take a picture with Mike, my co-host on Your Kickstarter Sucks. So the idea was that we would take a picture together being in the PJs, the pajamas, and the little hat. And maybe we'd have a candle or whatever, and then we would climb in my bed together and take a picture. And that, for some insane reason, that didn't happen. But I do still have the cap.
Oh, it didn't happen. You bought a whole hat for it.
Yeah, couldn't kick the life out of there, huh?
Every time I walk in the fucking bedroom, she's in there.
She's there lying on her side with rose petals around her, and you're like, get the fuck out! I need to take my Jim Jam photo with my mic.
Baby, it's photo shoot month. We need less wife. We need more mic.
The other thing about that is the point, the reason for taking the photo was that we had bought a project. We had backed a project on Kickstarter as a joke, and unfortunately it did show up. And so
bed jet, right?
This is the bed jet. So for a period of like maybe a week or so, there was this big machine blowing my sheets up, like, off of the bed.
Right, okay, so let's explain what the bed jet does, because what you're explaining sounds like you were just being haunted.
Yeah, that's the sensation of the bed jet. Well, this is the bed jet 3, of course. So, I mean, I don't know what the first one did. But
the bed jet kind of seems like the bed, because I know it's not, like, blowing air, like, super fast in there, but because what I've always imagined is that, like, the bed jet is at the end of the bed, and it's like trying to turn your foreskin into an attraction outside of a car dealership.
You think your foreskin is trying to turn into like a wacky waving
inflatable arms only tube man.
Yes, of course. From Family Guy, we know about Family Guy.
Listen, the reason is if you say that, everyone knows what you're saying, and as soon as start saying it, you got
to finish it.
And also the other name for it, I think the guy who invented it called them air dancers, which is
that ain't good.
That's nothing.
That's given them a lot more credit.
Yeah,
you love Family Guy, Jeff.
I do like Family Guy.
You fall asleep to it.
I fall asleep to Family Guy. Although I will say, I do sort of alternate between things I fall asleep to, and I don't think I've told anyone this before.
Oh my god, we got a scoop.
Scoop? Wait, do we have a scoop theme, Tom?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
he does, actually.
He does actually have a scoop theme. Here it goes. And there's a long intro to this as well.
We were recording a pod late one night when my ears beheld an interesting sight. Suddenly, to my surprise, a scoop came before my very eyes.
We got a scoop.
It was a podcast scoop.
A podcast scoop.
Oh, what a whoop.
We got a scoop.
It makes me go oop.
A podcast scoop.
It was a podcast scoop.
All right, so we got a podcast scoop.
So what is the other? You got Family Guy? Is it just one other thing that you fall asleep to, or is it a couple things?
It's a couple things. Do you want to hit that theme again? Tom up for that one. Okay.
Not even Tom.
Let me tell you, the reason the podcast guest theme exists is because usually when you have a guest, that means that some people will join the podcast for the first time. Yeah. In many times, the last time.
Yeah.
And the theme is there to let them know just the exact way this is going to be bad.
Yes.
Yep.
And I think if we do it 3 times, that will cut the onboarding rate from this episode to probably the negative numbers.
Yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But please go on with your wonderful scoop.
I'll be humming it the whole time. I do watch Family Guy a lot, but sometimes Brian and Stewie just get to be too much. So I got to flip over to something else, and I'll put something else in the old rotation, okay? And
Rotation.
And sometimes it's stuff from YouTube. It's classic clips from YouTube that's nice to fall asleep to. So Tom Sharpling, if you've ever heard any of The Best Show, he's got a lot of great clips on there. There's one where there's one where they're talking about the gathering of the Juggalos.
Yes.
The good clip. Yep. Have you ever heard that clip?
I don't know. I don't know what this is.
I believe I have, yeah. But so you basically kind of either...
And I wasn't done. Okay. And I will also.
I need to get a switch to beat Tom over the nose with. Hold on one second.
Well, I hope you don't have the one with the new OLEDs.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny. Well,
it's not out yet.
Yeah, that's why I hope she doesn't have it.
Yeah, well, because there'd be something wrong with the supply chain.
There'd be something wrong with it, and also you don't like me to be happy.
Excuse me, Mr. Nintendo, my girlfriend is in receipt of a leak, and I'd like to report her to whatever authorities you have on hand.
Nintendo police. Are there cops in Nintendo games? Are there any cops? Mario was never a cop. He was a tennis and a doctor.
Yeah, there hasn't been...
He was a tennis. Yeah, he was a tennis.
He was a
I know that.
He was a tennis and he was a doctor. Probably a gynecologist.
I think that's a different guy.
A different guy?
I think Dr. Mario is a different guy.
There is
that
no
can't be true.
Fucking yeah. way that that's there a... is another Mario doctor.
That's a different
There's
guy.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you, and I'm not joking, are you doing this to piss me off?
No.
I think that...
He's not a different guy. He can't be.
I think he might be a different guy. Jumpman is a different guy. You know Jumpman.
Is Jumpman Mario's dad?
I think Jumpman is...
Am I thinking every Italian is related and maybe that's my fault?
Yeah, I'm going to let you pull yourself out of that hole, Tom.
Yeah,
I ain't going near that.
Mario's dad, Tom.
Okay, yeah. Well, never mind. Let's just move on. And you can just abandon that as soon as we can.
Mario is not a different guy.
You just watched a movie that has a storied history on the podcast, one that we found ourselves, well, I find myself watching an ever-increasing amount because I kept losing bets where the stakes were watching this movie. You recently watched Wonder Woman 84.
I recently watched Wonder Woman 84. That's right, Tom, I did. I have a family. I have a wife, and I have two lovely daughters.
And their names were because
no,
I didn't catch them
No, we don't have to
before.
Do that. We can just move on. Don't feel you need to dignify that with an answer.
So we watched...
But if you do want to type it in the chat, I do promise we won't read it out. Wink.
We watched the original Wonder Woman.
You've sent your wife's name, but you've just written Jesse in a dress.
Oh, we got a dressy, everybody.
Weird. That's an interesting name.
It's actually not that interesting where I'm from. I know we're from different places. It's around here. It's quite normal.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn about Tennessee.
Yeah. Cultural exchange.
Cultural exchange.
We watched the original Wonder Woman, and I think everyone liked it. It was pretty... It's fine. It's fine for one of those.
People seem to like that one, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. And it's a normal length of time as well, I think, which is one thing that it has over the sequel. I felt like the girls liked it because I do think for all of the dumb, superficial reasons of girl sees girl on TV whipping ass, I think sometimes it's just that simple for why they might like the movie. I mean, they're also very young.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've liked essentially every movie that I've seen ever. Yeah. Like, that's the explanation for my movie tastes from the ages of, I don't know, 8 years old to 32.
Is there a movie where a
just
big ugly guy
I like the
ass?
Is there a movie where a big ugly guy with a crooked dick whips ass?
Interesting. So we just keep getting punch-ups. But yeah, I'd say there are... Bad boy.
Like a dick that does like a loop-de-loop.
White boy Bubby in The Night Comes for Us does clarify
like,
as that.
Yeah, and has like a meaty
That's the first time I felt representation.
Set of teeth at the end as well. That like don't have a purpose, but they are just there to make
anyway,
it uglier.
Representation is important, but please do go on, Jay, if you were kind of making a point about your your viewing of the movie.
And the dick stinks, Tom.
And the dick is bad and stinks?
Listen, okay, hey, take that back. Every dick stinks, am I right, fellas? Stop people giving us these unrealistic standards that a dick should be nice and not stinky.
Yeah. My dick stinks right now.
Hell yeah. Well, you've had a big day of
I've
podcasting.
Had a big day. I've had a big day. Yeah, I've had a big day.
That is so powerful.
they liked the first one. And I've been pitching the second one since it came out. Like, hey, you guys like the first one. Let's dig in and watch the second one. And the reason for this is gonna make a lot of sense. Because if the kids pick out a movie, it's a Barbie movie. And I don't want to watch any of that stuff. And if my wife picks out a movie, it's something like The Big Green or something like that. Like just like some
The Big Green?
I'm trying to think of something you guys would
like
know.
Like The Big Sick or something? Are you talking about?
No.
you're just you're imagining you sort of had a, have a play school idea of what being sick is, and you think it's called the big green because your face goes green when you get queasy when you throw up.
What's a wife movie? Because I can't conceptualize. Yeah. I mean, you are known for having an inscrutable taste in movies.
Correct.
What are we talking about? Pacific Rim, RIPD, you know, movies that I think we also appreciate and love.
Oh, yeah.
But we also...
I actually have genuinely just written a list of movies that I'm going to watch because JF likes them, and I think I will too. Yeah.
But yeah, we have like, I think we are...
stupid.
Yeah, we're very stupid. And so are you. And
that's right.
So I don't know what your household is like in terms of viewing habits.
So... my wife has her own movie taste. It's not all that similar to mine. Although, I mean, she appreciates RIPD as well, but it's not something she's going to sit down and watch on her own.
I mean, yes, she's only human.
She has been watching.
She's not a deado.
She's got a fucking pulse.
Yeah, unlike the deados in RIPD. Yeah.
My wife doesn't like chicken tikka either, okay?
Whoa! Do you...
Yeah, yes. That's a reference.
Okay, because with the way you said "whoa," it sounded like you were remembering as you said "whoa."
He was pausing. I was. Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
That's what I fucking.
Yeah, yeah. I was buying time.
How do you know "deado" and not the chicken tikka?
Not that's the like the chicken tikka. Those are the two.
Yeah, but that's, I did. I was just buying myself time, and it's my fault for being so readable. But whatever.
So the other day, my wife put on the movie Heavyweights. That's a wife movie. You know that one?
I don't know what Heavyweights is. Tom, can you look it up? Because I need it and I want JF's life.
That is a movie that I don't think could get made today where a bunch of chubby children go to a fat camp and Ben Stiller is sort of the...
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I have seen this movie. So this is a wife movie.
He's playing like a version of the character he played in Dodgeball where he's like a really over-the-top like fitness guy and he's just a total psycho.
He really likes playing just normal speaking psycho, like when he was in Happy Gilmore, and he's like treating old people like shit.
Funny
making
them...
He's
funny
in
that.
He's funny.
He's funny.
It's funny. And funny's funny.
So that's a wife movie, Heavyweights, which I'm looking at right now. Looks like the poster has some classic word art on it. Looks like a fine film.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but she'll definitely watch
it.
She'll put on The Sandlot or Little Giants or whatever, Harriet the Spy. She'll put on these movies that she liked as a kid. And if the other kids, meaning the children that are in the home, if they like the movies, then that's a bonus, right? She gets to watch a movie she liked when she was a kid. The kids watch it. They all enjoy it. And I'm over here just going, please put me out of my misery. Where's some action? Where's some robots? Where's some big old titties? You know, but
yeah.
That's
and so you were just looking to see a movie in Wonder Woman 84 that was made for like people aged over 12.
That was my idea. Was that it would be at the very least there would be some action in this movie that I could enjoy, and I was wrong.
Yeah, there's some stuff that I think tries to be action.
It's a really bad movie.
It's so fucking bad. I can't continue thinking about it.
All the action choreography is so boring. Oh, God. Gal Gadot, though, sure is nice to look at in a very still image. Like, you can really get lost in her face as long as she's not, like, acting.
She doesn't do a lot of acting in the movie, I don't think.
She doesn't, she just kind of is hot and...
she is that. You got to give it up.
And then does, like, she'll say a line that I think is meant to be a joke, and she'll say it completely seriously, and that is very funny for a different reason, and I love that, and well done, gal. And gals, honestly.
Oh,
powerful.
All right.
Oh, my God. Hey, really quickly, speaking of gals, just because, I don't know, I guess I'm worried that people aren't going to be learning anything from Big Soft Titty, and I feel like we should be giving back. So, do you guys want to take a trip with me?
Sure.
Let's go.
Would you like to take a trip with me, guys?
Okay. Where is the trip to?
Into the cosmos! And then I'm sure I'll have a theme by now. That place. Absolutely.
It's going to be the Doctor Who theme. It's always the Doctor Who theme.
Yeah, it's the Doctor Who theme.
that what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever watched Doctor Who? It sucks.
Didn't catch it.
Sucks shit. It
sucks so bad.
I just wanted to give you, there were a couple of short articles that I was looking at, and I just want to make sure that everyone is...
A and the.
Okay, English majors, just got your money's worth.
Okay.
And you don't actually have much of that, because the job prospects for an English major.
Oh, God. Let's get them.
Yeah.
The genius alarm's going off. I just need to get my two keys and turn it off.
So let's explain what Enter the Cosmo is.
Enter the Cosmo is where I bring you the most salivating and sensual tips that have ever been printed in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Okay.
So you can fuck right.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, cool. All right.
Why are you look upset?
Something about salivating sex tips is very upsetting to me.
All right. Can I ask how you came by the Cosmopolitan magazine? Is that too inside baseball? You got a subscription to this thing or what?
God, well, please put on your curtain-shifting gloves and join me here behind it. I read a Cosmo. And it's fun for me to, I really like, because I don't read magazines because it seems like genuinely the most like turn my brain into Swiss cheese you thing that you could do. Mm-hmm. But it rules. I realized when reading one that it fucking rules because it is, everything in it is psychotic.
Yeah. They are very, very funny, yeah.
Mm. Have you ever been a magazine person, JF?
There was a time in my life, I was talking about this earlier today. I used to go and get a treat from the grocery store, which I love to go to.
You love the store.
I love going to the grocery store.
Oh my God, he's playing the hits.
But when my mom would go to the store, there was also a video rental place in the grocery store. And so sometimes we would come home with a video and, you know, that would be something like WrestleMania 2 on VHS. Yes. And I would go pop that back. First, yeah. I'd rewind it because they never did. And then I'd pop it in the old VCR and have a go at it. And that was always fun. But the magazines, I would love to get Cracked Magazine. I would love to get Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
And I would also love to get the wrestling magazines as well, which... is, as far as brain-rotting content goes, I don't think it gets any better than... like, here's what Virgil was thinking after his dark show match before the Royal Rumble 1996 or whatever I was
so
reading.
Good.
Here's some stuff that we have invented that Virgil might have thought.
I was going to say, it's so good to make up stuff about stuff that's already made up.
Yeah.
Reading about a fake thing is
that's,
so
that's
good.
What occurred to me only today is this stuff was fixed. So it's not like... like, when you read Cosmo or you read, like, people have sent us to our P.O. box. People have sent us, like, men's health, women's health, or whatever, like, their cousins are selling to raise money for school, and they're just, like, trying to get subscriptions out the fucking door, and they don't want to deal with them, and they know we'll throw them away. So they've been sending us these magazines, right? And it's funny that I guess it would be better if there were a bigger industry of people going around and asking questions and putting them in books and then sending the books out
yes.
to other people or whatever. But
yeah.
It's funny that they are still doing it. However,
yeah.
When it comes to wrestling, was there a guy actually asking questions of anything? Or was he just sitting at home? Was he just doing, like, blogging? Was he just like, oh, I don't know. What if the Ultimate Warrior was like, I'm fucking crazy? Like, he could just write that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior wasn't going to read it and go, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? You said
no,
what
and
what
if he did, he'd be like, oh, I should take that.
I guess like,
I could actually use that. Can I have that line where I go crazy? That actually sounds really in my voice.
Yeah, it's kind of like interviewing like an actor or something as if they are the character that they played in a film or something.
Yes, that's exactly right. It makes no fucking sense.
Hey, gal, why did you choose to be dishonest? You know that your horse ran away and you didn't put your spear through that last bubble, gal.
But also,
gal, why, gal? Gal, truth is all we have, gal.
That's right.
Why?
Okay, that hits.
Hassling her outside her.
But also, like, those magazines were big back when, like, the characters were such that they could not exist in real life.
Yeah. Canonically, The Undertaker and Kane were brothers from hell, right? So
yeah.
You couldn't then in a magazine say, they don't know each other. In 20 years, Kane is going to be the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, which is very close to where I live and where I went to college,
that
and that's fine.
I remember the day that I found that out, and I was like, genuinely, I was like, I'm going back to bed. I don't know what to do.
It's so funny. So Kane, Glenn Jacobs, is the mayor of Knoxville, and it is fucked up how hard they've worked to try and make him look a normal size in all his campaign photos.
Yeah.
And still whiffed it. He looks like he's going to eat his constituents in every single one.
Yeah. And we got some big boys up there, too. So, you know, he's big even compared to big boys, you know. And
yes, indeed.
And that's why we love him. God love
him. That's why we love him, right?
Yeah.
Right, guys?
I mean, I can't picture a more American, election campaign than elect the big man.
Like the big guy. We don't want to lose him.
Yeah.
Just make sure. He looks like he could run stuff. You're looking at like Uluru.
Yeah.
Like that's the boss.
Yeah, that's the boss. That's the biggest thing we got.
Somebody seeing the Statue of Liberty the first time being like, President.
Wow. I guess ladies can do anything in America. Including B. Oh, ever so large.
Yes, she's my favorite woman, I think. Statue of Liberty.
I think
she'd
do
so
a better job than some of these damn jokers up there in the fucking... I mean...
Jesse, do you really think that?
Don't make me say what I really think about women, because...
frantically deleting the episode.
Okay, you asked for it. Here we go.
No. Where's the invitation?
Anyway, I'm fucking pissed off at you guys because we haven't gone into the Cosmo
let's
yet.
Let's get in there. Come on, let's go.
All right. So I just wanted to give you my three favorite tips that I read this morning from Cosmo magazine to get your rooting on. All right? You guys ready?
Fuck it. That's fucking.
Fucking. It's it. Fucking. Okay. Fucking and sucking.
Yeah.
All right. All right, this is from just a sex tips article, which Cosmo are known for.
This I'm looking at the URL. Is this 12 holiday sex moves?
This one is from 12 holiday sex moves.
Hello.
Which basically I think they're just like, well, you got time. Because they're not like, stick a candy cane in your pussy or anything like that.
Do
see
it
if
like
you can
normal.
Get the guy who's on stage in there out of it.
Yeah, right.
Hook him around the neck with the candy cane and be like, you ran over time.
Yeah, da-da. Okay.
Anyway, here's one of the 12 holiday sex tips from Cosmo. Tom, stop looking at my screen, please. If you like things wet, brackets, no further questions, get yourself a lush throw that lets you get as messy as you want and no one left with the sad, cold, wet spot. It's a pretty good tip so far. You could just put down a towel.
Well,
pick a blanket side. And they've only given you two options for the blanket side. It's either velvet, microfiber, or satiny. Those are the only two options that you have for
those
the blanket.
Those are three options, aren't there?
No, velvet, microfiber.
Velvet.
Oh, microfiber, I see. Velvet, satiny. Microfiber is one option.
Okay. Then lube the hell out of each other. Seriously, drench yourselves till you can barely hang on to each other. Lie on top of your partner and slide back and forth.
Right.
So.
Sure.
Get really, really gooey and slippery.
Yes.
Get on them. And then just kind of treat them like a tarp in the backyard with a hose running.
Okay. I think I'll keep doing things the way I've kind of muddled myself into, which is kind of just...
Oh, you're not even going to try.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll be brutally honest, okay?
Yeah.
And if you don't like this, skip ahead 30 seconds.
Okay.
I'm not one of them fellers who doesn't like to play around before we get down to brass tacks, okay? I'm not all business. I'm here to play. But it does seem like maybe we're going a little too far when we're getting this wet and sloppy. I don't think there's anything there's nothing to gain.
If we're needing to clean up after, I assume this is foreplay? It can't be.
But you're just rubbing.
It's not the main event.
Sliding back and forth.
This seems like it would be like fucking in zero gravity. Like, there's no handheld holds anymore. Friction is important.
I don't know why your whole body has to be slippery is just the thing that I'm worried about.
Well, it's silly. It's silly for the sake of being silly is what
it is. It's just being silly. That's literally all it is. It's looking for shock value.
Yep. And I don't brook it.
All right. Well, what about this? This is a romantic way to be intimate with your partner. Sign up the both of you to volunteer at a shelter for a day.
Come on now.
Oh, no.
It's a way to be romantic with each other.
This seems like one of those things where it's like, don't take your kink into public. I guess if it's helping people, then maybe there's a special case to be found, but that doesn't sound great.
Yeah, this is on par with walking somebody around on a leash.
Yeah, I don't care for this one.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that'll encourage sexual feelings.
Of That's what you
said. You're speaking my language. Okay.
Yeah, that's how they speak in Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, that's so cool. Demi just turned into a deluxe ringtone for a Nokia.
All right, I have one more. I have one more sex tip for you guys.
Please.
Zip. Okay, third sex tip. They call it unhand your man. Right.
Mm.
This is for people who have partners who are men. Give your man a massage without using your hands. Okay. I don't know what that looks like yet, but they're about to explain.
Okay.
Before you begin, slowly undress your partner, but make sure that he stays warm. Brackets. If the room isn't toasty enough, cover him with towels or sheets. Okay, you don't have to go into that kind of I know.
Yeah.
I know because I also have a body that can detect temperature.
You're taking the clothes off and you're throwing the towels on. Is that what you're throwing the towels on the body of the...
Okay. You're undressing them, and then I guess if they get cold, you dress them in towels.
Is Cosmo doing like a if you're cold, they're cold, bring them in, but for just your boyfriend?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, right.
Cosmo's really running out the clock on this, aren't they?
They kind of
see the writing on the wall here.
Yeah.
If the advice you're giving is once you're naked, make sure to, I don't know, if it's cold, you can put some more stuff on.
Sometime in the last 10 years, a big alarm went off at Cosmo HQ that said, everybody figured out how to have sex. We are in a bad way right here, gang.
Gang, things were looking bad when GIFs became available, or even a JPEG. But now there's full motion of people doing it every which way. I think put an ice cube on the thing isn't going to cut it for much longer.
Oh, God. Ice cube.
Well, we all heard about also stick his dick through a donut and eat the damn thing. I don't think, like, that's just a snack and a snack holder.
Yeah, the dick through the donut and the ice cube.
I've heard some dumb shit in my day. I heard somebody even say, instead of using a Tenga egg to masturbate, you could use a mango and fuck the mango. I've heard someone say this with a straight face. Someone said
this is Demi's punch up of the Tenga egg, a famous single use masturbator.
I'm just saying the Tenga egg is not compostable, thank you.
Yes, whereas, of course, you know, on the. You went for the exact opposite scale of is compostable, but is hard to fuck. Now, I'm going to need you to take that again.
What do you mean it's hard to fuck?
Okay. It's a mango. It is literally a fruit with a hard, hard rock in the middle.
It's going to be.
No, I'm not letting you have this.
Tom's going to put his hard rock in the middle.
Sorry,
that's right.
Put your hard rock in the middle, your craggy rock.
Okay, well, I guess the mango is short for mango crazy when he stick his thing in there.
Yes, I'm actually liking this now. I might go
I'm
get
actually
one.
Liking why don't we all get a mango? I'll put mine on a shelf, and I'll just watch Tom do his stuff with his mango.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, what fruit would you like to fuck then, Tom?
Exactly right. What fruit would you like to fuck, Tom?
Well, grapefruit has been used previously.
By?
Right?
Are you talking about grapefruit or grapes the fruit?
What do you think?
Good clarification.
Do you think I'm fucking Gulliver's Travelsing, just putting my dick in a fucking bunch of grapes?
Hang on. Did Gulliver from Gulliver's Travel fuck a bunch of grapes? JF?
No, it was just like the Lilliputians, right? He
fucked the Lilliputians, right?
All right. Well, that was just my go-to and like a big guy and a lot of little things. But my point is the grapefruit, and this will all come out, the grapefruit technique
grapes
is well
the
known.
Fruit, yep.
No.
And you fucked the grapefruit as well.
And you fuck it too.
No.
You have fucked it though.
You have.
No, I've not fucked it.
But you know about it.
And this is why we don't have a guest.
Tom fucked the grapefruit and that's fine. It's not a big deal
and it's not even that weird.
I haven't done it though.
It really isn't that weird. When When you're a boy and you're going crazy with these hormones, you'll find anything to fuck. And it's totally normal to have fucked a grapefruit.
It's normal, Tom.
I would
Sometimes
contest
it'll be
that.
A grapefruit.
And even if it is normal, then I would say I just haven't done it. Anyway, unless you guys think it's cool. In which case, actually, I'm pretty down. I'm pretty easy. I'm whatever. I'm pretty relaxed.
Be yourself, I guess.
What's the worst fruit to fuck then, Tom?
Yeah.
I think mango would genuinely be up there.
I don't know how mangoes are there. Mangoes here, and I don't even buy them, because one out of two is a total just non-starter. Like, you buy it and you bring it home and you go, oh, this wasn't even, like, this wasn't, they didn't do it right, or something happened. Like,
they
wasn't.
They didn't do mangoes right.
Treated mango wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
It got zapped
Stupid
or something
tree
on the way here.
Wrong.
Yeah. The tree didn't have enough nutrient. So
the tree was just kind of like, oh, I don't know about this one, gang.
The tree was hateful. The tree had a bad spirit inside of it.
We had a bad spirit tree. Or something. And so they just end up bad, is what you're saying.
I think they end up bad. They have the pit. The outside is like really hard also. And when you cut the outside, it becomes sharp as well, right?
What?
Like
I didn't know that.
Edge of it is, the edge of it's like sharp metal if you put your thing in. My dick
what
is soft. My dick is very soft. And if I put it in the mango, I think it would cut me.
Okay.
You think the mango would cut your dick?
I think the mango would cut me. I think pineapple is also really bad.
Pineapple, I mean, that would be a nightmare.
Well, pineapple, even aside from when you get the nasty, nasty carapace from the pineapple, is also just like, you would have to, if you made a hole in it, it wouldn't even have the squish.
It would.
Because
no.
It's like a hard fruit anyway.
Because of the
this
core.
This is reminding me of a thing. I sent a screen cap of this to Demi yesterday and received no response. And honestly, fair enough. But I found a subreddit.
It was a picture of Tom saying, I love you.
Yeah, I was saying. sent three separate ones, one clearly me saying I, one clearly me saying love, you know, doing little hard hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
you with a point, absolutely left on red.
Yeah. Boring!
No, the one I sent was a screen cap of the subreddit r/humandildos, which is a subreddit of guys dedicated to removing as much sensation as they can from their dicks so that their dicks are only like... In their head, I think they're like, this dick is only useful for female pleasure. And I don't want to jump in, but I think that, I mean, the first problem there is that stimulation from just PIV intercourse isn't like the leading cause of orgasm, I would say. And so if you're like looking to just make a contribution...
The number one, of course,
community.
Is doing charitable service works together on holidays.
Yeah,
that's
the number one is going to a shelter and seeing a lot of misfortune before you go home and come on each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that I'm just saying if you're going to clothe this as like something you're doing for ladies, I have a feeling like you just wanted to mutilate your dick and you're trying to put it on someone else.
I think you're right. I think you finally figured out why the guys who post their dicks on Reddit are weird.
And maybe we could jump back to Into the Cosmo because that does kind of blow up my spot for later on.
I got so close to the end of this tip, and we've been talking for so long. 3, unhand your man. Give your man a massage without using your hands. Before you begin, slowly undress your partner, but make sure he stays warm. Brackets. If the room isn't toasty enough, cover him with towels or sheets.
I love that.
So he looks like a ghost. Then, keeping your hands.
Don't
shut the fuck up.
I think your partner has gone away.
Let me finish. Then keeping your hands at your side or behind your back, rub his body with your face.
No. No.
Rub his whole body with your face, it says. It says, stroke his body with your face, penis, chest, his face. Rub his body with your face is the tip.
Like how a dolphin tries to make friends.
Like how a dolphin tries to make friends, I guess, Tom.
That's bad.
Yeah, you got to go dolphin style sometimes.
You got to go dolphin style if you're going to get that white... juice.
Oh, fucking hell.
Bad.
You guys ever have a nice massage?
No.
Demi's
a massage fiend.
I'm a crunchy little guy.
Yeah.
I don't like a bag of Doritos, so sometimes I'll just go in there to be like, can you get the chips out of my bones?
Yeah, Demi
has a very crackly I don't know what's going on. Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes I go there to just have them really, like, beat the shit out of my muscles, and it actually it does make me feel a lot better. But Tom fucking hates massages, and I can understand why.
The idea, I mean, part of it is that I'm a pretty gassy guy, and I
Kind of like an old dog, aren't you?
Kind of like an old dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Old
like an old dog.
He's an old hound dog. Look at him.
Old dog.
I thought if I agreed to it, that would cut it off immediately. And
oh
I was wrong.
Boy, he got into the beef again. Oh, boy. My old boy smelled like onions.
Old hound dog.
I think I would fart, and I would fart loud, and that is terrifying to me. And also, I can't relax. I've never... I think the last time I truly relaxed was in when we went to America and there were weed edibles, and also I didn't have any work to do. But more importantly, I didn't have any work I could do because we were just like at Six Flags or whatever. And I felt like my shoulders untense for the first time in maybe like probably 20 years.
Wow.
That's cool. And how long have we been together?
It's not you. Hey, I can promise you this. You're not making it worse and you're not making it better.
Tom did a fart yesterday that sounded like a cartoon character made a silly mistake.
Yeah.
Like kind of a sad, silly, stupid mistake.
Like,
you guys pass gas in front of each other.
Yeah.
Constantly. But mine, I've talked about this before. I find it hard to make any noise. It comes out like, so, and I try. Because I'm like, it would be a funny time to do
God bless you, but I just can't. You try.
Yeah, it sounds
like a ghost passing by in a horror movie.
It sounds like a sleeping grandmother.
Yeah. JF, I guess I've got two questions for you. Are you a massage guy? And do you fart in front of your wife?
My wife was just complaining yesterday that I don't fart in front of her. And I don't know what to do with that. I got
one tip for you.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty open and shut case to me, Jeff.
Sounds like I need to get in the old beef again and start going around.
Tom got his beef cooler again.
He's a good old boy. He's a good old boy. He is. We love him. We do love him, don't we?
Took the jerky right out of my pocket, old hound dog.
Shut up.
I don't think I'll be farting in front of my wife. I do like a massage. I used to be getting massages before this whole thing happened. You know, crazy thing. You don't talk about
marriage.
Yeah, marriage.
That's what happened. You stopped getting massages.
Been a hell of a year with this marriage thing going around. Everybody's getting married.
Everybody's getting married. And it's transmissible, and that's a shame.
Yeah,
really.
If one of your friends gets married, that means at least one of your other friends is probably married as well. To them, almost.
And we need to find the source.
Yeah.
Well, it started in China. I can tell you that much. And it spread over.
Somebody ate a married bat, apparently.
Let me get this straight.
Okay. And you didn't check whether the bat was wearing a ring. I think I noticed.
I think I'd notice. Dog medicine can help. But I don't. I haven't gotten them any more, but I do miss them. And it was very nice because the people who do them, I think, are very talented and very skilled at what they do. And I think what I would say, contra the sort of sexy massage that you would get from a partner, they are like hurting you on the massage table.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really, they're doing some basically very close to medicine on your body. And it is not the same as rubbing your face on a booty, which, I mean, hell, don't even get me started. I can be in there all day. I mean, look out. I'm serious.
Yeah. And you're keeping the glasses on because you want to make sure you don't get lost, end up somewhere down the midriff. You want to keep on around the boob. Scraping those things.
I think I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque, you know.
Staring a butthole square in the brown.
Staring it right in the asshole and going, where am I?
Got the compass out.
Oh, I got some cum and piss.
Okay.
The compass.
We try to keep it a family-friendly program.
Too much. Sorry, gang.
Why don't you fart in front of your wife? You got to do food ghosts in front of the old ball and chain.
I don't know. You know, I shit with the door open, and I feel like that's a good place to be. I don't think we need to do anything.
I don't understand why you can do a door open shit and you can't do an open ass door.
Well, because to me, I go to shit, and that's like a purposeful thing where I'm like on a mission, and I don't need anybody to bother me. The farting is more like
if
a performance.
You don't, hey, you know what's a good way to have somebody not bother you when you're taking a shit?
Mm-hmm.
There's like a...
Mm-hmm.
You know there's like a extra piece of wall that you can not leave? Don't want someone to bother you while you're taking a shit while you got the door open. That seems like you really want... You want your body is an art gallery, you're saying. This is what you think.
No, I'm just at home and I'm safe. And I know
you think
I'm
your body is a magical art gallery where people can visit to see other times and other worlds.
I'm going to go to bat with Jesse here. I think that shitting with the door open is a great way to establish that you feel secure in your surroundings.
Mm.
But it's also a luxury. Shut the bathroom door, basically.
Well, we do when we poo, but that's just because this place is so small that we're always like 3 meters away from it. Anyway, we're going to take a break here and I'll enjoy the ad break, everybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back from the break, everybody. Hope you enjoyed those wonderful ads.
They've been back from the break.
When PFT was on, did he talk about fucking fruit as well? Was there a...
No, PFT kind of...
No, but he did encourage us. There was a point where he was like, I feel like I'm ruining the vibe. And I was like, okay, well, then I have a pussy rash. And I started doing that.
Yeah. He was worried that we were putting on airs to kind of impress him.
So I was let's swing it right back in that other direction.
We were definitely trying to pretend to be something nicer than we were.
Yeah.
He's the other thing that I fall asleep to is his albums. They're very funny. And
they're really funny,
but he has a beautiful voice. I did have to put on a hat of a different person when I was saying that to him because I've known him for a bunch of years and there is a little bit of a paternal nature to him for me. So I was like, all right, I'm someone else.
Yeah.
There is a rash on my genitals, PFD.
Right. Yeah. And get that thing cleared up. Knock it out, you know. Take care of business.
It's gone. It's fine. It's gone. It's gone.
Okay. Now,
everybody,
now we're back to trying
it's
to
gone.
Impress the guest.
Nothing wrong with it.
JF.
And it doesn't hurt anymore.
Okay. And so now it's time to jump in.
Just go get the one cream from the chemist.
Possibly the worst segment.
And sometimes a tablet.
Oh, yeah.
But my mum told me that there is a type of tablet where you have to get two. And she said, ask for the one where you only have to take one or they won't give it to you.
One and done. Let's get this thing out of here. I got business to take care of with this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to do it, you might as well just get it done in one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with your busy schedule, you got no idea when you'll be able to fix your pussy rash.
It's cruel. It's cruel what you're doing to me. And it's mean and you don't love me. Please do your segment.
All right. Time for perhaps the worst segment in any podcast. This is the self-suck roundup.
Self-suck roundup. Drinking my own nut. Putting lips on my glands. I kiss wrong. I like to blow, but I won't leave home. I'll just bend over and lick own chode. Say it ain't so. Do you think though? Does it feel better if I keep going on?
So this is part and parcel of, I mean, my obsession is the self-suck guys of the internet. It's cool to find a type of male depravity where it's rare to find this type of freak where they're not hurting anyone.
Mm.
And that is so profoundly what these guys are all about, is it's all self-pleasure of varying degrees of proficiency and commitment and also self-harm because they keep throwing their backs out, trying to lick their own things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Solo Suck forums. JF, I've sent you the link to our doc there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this now. I'm very excited.
Great. And why is that, I wonder?
I'm hard. My dick's hard. My dick is hard in my pants.
His dick is hard in his pants, apparently, Tom.
I think it's probably because I'm thinking about sucking my own thing. And I'm... I swear, I think that that is just so cool. I think that is just so cool.
It seems like it's trying to help you there as well, trying to get up a little closer to you.
Hey, come on up here, buddy. We got a few more inches to go.
Get on up here.
Looking down at your dick and patting your chest like you're trying to get your dog to jump up.
Uppy.
Uppy. Just grabbing the dick from both sides, squeezing it open, being like, what have you got?
Well, and we know what he's got, don't we? And it's the good stuff.
So the thing I like about this forum is that it's kind of also trapped in amber because it's very inactive, and sometimes someone will bump a thread. Demi, you're covering your mouth with your hand. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay, phew. I thought you were taken aback when I said that it was inactive.
There's no one there.
And
no,
also,
no, no. If I walk through the halls, all I will hear is the echo of my own footsteps.
And also, it is like... It recently got taken down by a because it had to change hosts, and so now it's all muddled up. So this post has bubbled up to the top. It's from September 7th, 2006. It's by forums user.
Oh, it's an antique.
Yes, it's by forums user D, and the subject is homemade toys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into making my own toys, usually from things around the house. One of my favorites consists of one of those old 5-gallon glass water cooler jugs and the top to one of those glass sugar containers. You know, the kind that you pour sugar from.
A lot of glass going on with this guy in the penis, huh?
Yeah.
More than you'd think, yeah.
I'm noticing something about you.
Okay.
I duct tape the top of the sugar container to the spout of the 5-gallon bottle. They're both about the same size. Then I take a nice, soft plastic garbage bag and place it over the whole thing.
Great.
To put it in the trash, yes?
No.
Because you've
fucked up making
things?
A sex toy again, yeah.
Okay.
I pour whatever lube I find, usually vegetable oil, over the whole thing, then sit on it and work it into my ass.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's actually glass going in his asshole.
It's glass, and that's fine, I guess, you know, if you want to have a shredded up ass or maybe pull out a string of children holding hands from that thing made out of your skin.
Oh, God. How big is the sugar container? Because I'm picturing a sort of a large sugar container that would be...
I was picturing, like, I mean, you don't want, like, what are you going to keep in there? Like, 3 teaspoons of sugar, which is, like, the...
It's not like this.
Well, it can't be, right?
As
like, an act of kindness to you guys, I have not included the pictures. But I'll say that you're bang on in thinking about the size of this
thing. Cool.
It's big. But the point is, so this is attached to a 5-gallon water jug, which is only there because,
I'm so sorry, Tom.
Go ahead.
Where, the top is plastic and flares out when it screws onto the jar. I don't understand. Why is he gluing them together?
So maybe this will answer it.
Right.
By the time I get it all the way in, I'm just sitting on top of the water bottle with homemade dildo up inside.
Also, it's secret, so nobody else will know if they come in. They'll just think that you're sitting naked dick out on top of a water bottle.
Oh, this is just a guy sitting on one of those water cooler jugs that I guess he got. I don't know, actually. Huh. I don't know. I didn't know you could buy those for private use. I guess I never thought you could.
Hey, where's my sugar? Can I have a tea?
Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Of course, I see the vegetable oil all over the floor, which that could very well be how we left it. I don't remember. I had a few drinks last night and actually can't remember how we left the damn place, but presumably that'll clean up very easily.
Goodness gracious. Oh, another vegetable oil-based mishap. What's neat is the bottle flares out past the spout, so when I am sitting on top, my asshole is probably really stretched open.
Oh, that is
probably
neat. Probably.
I love to sit and spin on the water bottle.
No.
Eventually, I'll tip the bottle with me still on it and end up on my knees. If I prop the bottom of the bottle against something, I can fuck myself like crazy.
Well.
So that's that particular toy. What do we think about that one?
The geometry of it eludes me. I don't know that I can picture... Can I picture something going up somebody's ass? Oh, absolutely. Every day
of the
week and twice on Sundays. But I don't see...
You know what? It doesn't even look hard when you do it.
No.
JF, it doesn't look like you're having trouble even imagining this.
No. JF is passing every IQ test ever by seamlessly rotating several things are going up an ass at the same time in his mind.
I can see it.
I'm in the big fucking thing from X-Men. I'm in Cerebro. Picturing everybody's ass getting splayed open by a plastic bottle. Yes!
And not to an end, not to find somebody just to do it. Yeah. You're in your mind palace. It's a beautiful mind, but what you've drawn on the chalkboard is perfect photorealistic pictures of water jugs and sugar containers in assholes.
The guy with the Fields medal coming in and getting so mad because of my good drawing of an asshole.
Then I got the next paragraph here.
I've been trying to imagine this asshole for years. You're the first guy to do it.
I don't know if maybe you or Demi wants to take this, JF.
Would you like to do it, JF? What would you like to do?
Oh, I'm happy to. If I'm not stepping on any toes, of course.
No, this is the paragraph starting another thing I love to do in the same post.
Oh, this is going to be good. Another thing I loved to do but haven't done it for a while is find a cornfield where the stalks are 6 foot high or higher. I'll put on a pair of shorts or something I can take off and put back on real easily. I walk into the field a ways where I can't be seen and get naked. I'll find a big ear of corn sticking out from the stalk about waist high and strip the ear down to the corn, but leaving it attached to the stalk. I'll cover it with lube that I brought, then turn around and fuck it. I found some pretty big ears of corn. That felt so great. I always took the ear with me and pitched it. I've been searching like crazy for a site where you can post pics. This is so good. This is the entrepreneurship, Tom. We've been talking about this.
This is what we need.
We gotta capitalize on these guys.
He wants to sell pics and clips and tell stories just like that one. Like, I don't know, a homemade solo sex toy site. Does anyone have any links?
He's not just doing it for he wants to help. He wants to help.
He wants to help others.
Wandering off into a cornfield and fucking it. Not just out of the goodness of your heart, but because you want other people to feel better by sharing this footage.
Yeah.
So nice.
But he does it in private. So he's not hurting anybody except maybe a farmer.
Yeah, the farmer couldn't be happy about that one.
Yeah.
Well, he takes the corn, he pitches it, so.
Look, he pitches it. Looking at a waist-high ear of corn and saying, God made this for me.
They probably
sticking it up your ass.
Yeah, they probably have some, also built-in wastage for people walking by and fucking the corn.
Probably.
They expect that to happen. You can't. Yeah. I'm not saying it's their fault, but you have to know that if you put corn at waist-high, it's going up somebody's keister, and that's just part of the business. Yeah.
Until it's grown to waist-high, it needs to be on a bench. That's all. It needs to be higher up, and then when it's higher than waist-high. And also, but they have prepared for it. Like, right next to the dog shit bags, there's the corn ass bags that you...
The corn ass bags, sure.
Might be worthwhile for this guy for the farmer, to just invest in some dildos that he just leaves lying around the fields to save his crop.
Yeah.
Or maybe he could get out there and fuck him.
If he pre-fucks the corn, is that helping anyone? Or is that is that anything? I'm the consultant brought in to help the farmer with the corn fucking. I'm just brainstorming here, man. Is it possible you fuck the corn? Does that help?
If you fuck the corn first, then this guy doesn't even have to take the trip.
What do we think about maybe cutting back on the pesticides? And then the guy, I guess we look for the guy with bugs up his ass? I don't know.
Everything
I don't
wrong.
Know. I guess we're looking for the guy filled to the brim with creepy crawlies.
Wait a minute. Cut down all the corn, okay? Grow asses? And then some people come and stick the corn in the ass? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, man, if we end up having a village top to go with the village bottom here, then we're doomed. But maybe. Or if this guy's a verse, we got nothing.
It's over, man.
I'm having a lot of fun imagining the asses peeking out of the ground like pumpkins.
Yep. And that's
the patch.
It's Ricky Morty. It's nice. It is. But that's it's okay. It's okay. It's okay
Did
to sometimes
Ricky Morty
do a Ricky
grow ass?
Do Ricky Morty grow ass? Yeah.
Did Ricky Morty grow ass?
I don't know. I haven't kept up to date with it. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. Good.
And I'm not mad.
I'm actually pretty mad as well. Yeah,
JF looks mad at you.
I'm hopping mad. Yeah, I am.
Come on, JF, calm down.
Please please calm down?
I'm ticked off, man. I'm ticked off. You know, that we had the Rick and Morty thing going. He said he hadn't kept up with it. I don't know. Just like, why are they even putting it out if you're not going to? That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, now I'm sad that you feel that way.
Yeah, well, you know, it hurts. But we got a few more things, like, you know.
Angry, sad. That leaves happy for me. I guess I'm happy that I'm doing whatever I want over here. Demi, do you want to take the next one?
How I Did It With Food by D. Same guy.
Yeah.
Something that's really had an impact on me and the way I masturbated was that movie Tommy. There was a scene where Tommy's mom, Anne Margaret, was in her, is that right? Anne Margaret was in her bedroom alone watching TV. She was watching commercials and all of a sudden food started shooting through the TV screen and covering everything in the bedroom. Beans, ketchup, other stuff coating everything. Anne Margaret then took a big tube-shaped cushion and straddled it and slid on it and pretended to climb it. The food made it very slippery. It made me very horny. I needed to simulate this. So what I used to do was warm up certain foods that had a slipperiness to them. I used a big vinyl-covered beanbag chair. I would fluff it up and then poke a crater in the top of it. I would pour the warmed-up slippery foods in the crater, then stand above the chair, but not touch it. Then I would lower my cock and balls into the crater with food in it and at the same time straddle the beanbag chair. It didn't take much movement before I was coming.
JF, you okay over there?
And this is the same fucking guy somehow? How do you have two of these things?
He's bragging about how before he had access to his water cooler jug, he just used to pour beans into a beanbag chair and then fuck it.
And the beans inside the chair were like, I'm glad that's not me.
Oh, brother, you thought you had a rough day at work.
I'm glad we're in here.
That's a little Ricky Morty as well, Tom. So
oh, no.
I'm kind of pushing back on the idea that you haven't kept
Ricky
up with it.
Because
it's 20 minutes out of your day. I mean, I find it hard to believe you're not knocking these things out.
Yeah.
You're doing like the, listen, if you've got time to stress, you've got time to meditate. But with Rick and Morty. If you haven't got time to feel good, then I don't know what to tell you.
I just had an idea to be drunk and abusive to my grandson. I think. And I'm smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Oh,
do you like this?
Oh, I don't know about this one, Demi.
He does know it.
He does. He does know.
Burp, what are you talking about?
That one's not as good.
That's not as good.
That's
I'll
not
work
your,
on it.
That's not your strongest. Yeah.
That's not your strongest.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about this one, Rick.
Say shut up,
Morty.
Oh,
No. Okay,
Morty.
You had me in the first half.
Shut the fuck up.
We gotta use a time machine to go back to the ass planet.
Fuck you.
Okay, sorry.
Fuck you.
Whatever.
I am just mad because I can't do impressions.
We got Soul Coughing saying, I tried to make a homemade dildo, but things didn't go out well. I had bought a mold-making kit made for your hands to try to mold my cock for a nice, realistic dildo.
Made for your hands?
So I guess this is
something where you can...
Yeah,
you when make your own hand.
Yes. When I filled a jar with the fluid and stuck my cock in, it became soft. I ended up with a mold of my cock head and a half-inch portion of the shaft. Made me quite depressed.
Oh, boy. That's a stinker, huh?
Ending up with a mold of your flaccid dick is kind of the worst case scenario, I think, yeah. Because also, that's a fuck up that takes a long time to happen.
I think, actually, there are probably worse things that could happen when you're casting your dick.
It might end up on someone's TV.
Boop!
You're using Chrome.
Not even the normal version of casting. You went with the tech. Okay.
You went with the tech one.
I kind of thought maybe
and
someone.
Tom's mother is calling. I've just seen on the screen.
She thinks it's funny.
Tom, I have a feeling you made a wonderful joke.
All right, whatever.
But you're not watching Rick and Morty. And I thought we talked about this, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, you know we said you could stop going to therapy if you started watching Rick and Morty. I just want to make sure you're holding up your end of the bargain. Lovely mother.
We'll pay for the box set.
I don't need a box set. It's on Netflix. Well, you aren't watching it on Netflix.
You aren't watching it on Netflix, Tom.
Yeah. JF, do you want to take Lazarus552's post here?
I'd love nothing more. Let me get my readers on. Okay, here we are. It says here, I mounted a dildo on the end of an electric drill. Works great, but goes a bit too fast. Any ideas on something easily picked up from the hardware store that could have a dildo mounted on it and have a in and out motion needs to be something that can be hidden in the bed or closet. I've seen some on some sites that were huge. No way to hide them.
So Jeff, you've been doing some home renovation projects. Can you think of anything you would pick up at the hardware store that you'd use to fuck yourself? Because this person has just mounted it on a drill so it would just spin around in there, I guess.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, Tom. I got to be honest with you. As far as being fucked, I don't know that the circular motion is going to do much for my ass.
Yeah.
You got to make it nice and uniform.
Sure. I mean, clear out some of the debris, no doubt. But it's for pleasure, I'm thinking we want some of that classic in and out.
Yeah.
Hey, I know if you listen to this in California, you're thinking, you know.
Yum, yum. My tummy is grumbling.
Sure. Oh, with.
Those
sure,
guys yeah. love to go out to In-N-Out and then come home for some In-N-Out, huh?
Come home for some In-N-Out as well. It's a Christian chain of burger restaurants. They probably wouldn't be too pleased with that. But
well, if you have a baby afterwards.
Yeah, you gotta have a baby.
Like when you have a baby.
Sometimes if your ass gets impregnated by the power drill, you know, you gotta see this thing through.
Yeah, don't fuck a power drill, probably. I think the only thing you could really pick up from the hardware store that is gonna, the manager.
That could be nice.
Maybe. That might be nice.
Maybe.
You know, he's got a stable job. That's got to be something.
And he's going to admire your drill work, too.
I hesitate to say this, but there is a type of saw that does have sort of this motion.
Does it on its own?
Well, I think you could maybe rig it up to...
to saw a piece of wood, and the saw has a dildo on the end.
What JF wants is one of those saws that's operated by two people at once, but it just has a dildo.
I mean, but they'll be in the way. I can't get two lumberjacks to come and fuck me with dildo.
No, don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay, maybe I could. You're I need to believe two in myself, lumberjack I guess. Hot. Yeah, okay.
You could. It's called a reciprocating saw, and basically... you could maybe pop off that blade or maybe sink the dildo into the blade, but you got to be pretty sure that the blade's not going to sneak through there because, of course, then you'd be killing yourself.
Dying, yes.
Yeah, you'd kind of go out in a bad way. Maybe the worst way you could possibly go out as well. But
one of the worst ways.
If it worked and it was less expensive than one of the actual sex machines that they will build and send to your house, you know.
Yeah, those are pretty expensive.
There is an interesting subculture of guys online who have kind of taken the, well, if I make it myself, that'll be cheaper. But they're applying it to everything they can put inside themselves or fuck, you know, themselves inside. And let me tell you, it really makes you long for the days of craftsmanship and like trusting companies a little bit more. Because these guys are putting some very slapdash attempts at engineering. Inside themselves.
I don't want to come down too hard on somebody who doesn't have two nickels to rub together and just wants their ass pleasured. You got to do what you got to do. But
you got, yeah. However,
if you are an enthusiast, you need to set a rainy day fund this motherfucker. Yeah. You know.
Hey, you know what? Cut back on coffee. I'm sure you'll after a month of that, you'll have a wonderful thing to stick up that hole. Yeah. Whatever you want. Just check the budget.
This was not that long ago. Like, we had figured out pleasure by this. We had forums. And yeah. I think pleasure was discovered right after forums were discovered. And I think you should probably be able to... you got to be careful with your... Because you only get one. That's what I always say to the guys. I say, guys, you only get one ass. Let's take care of this thing.
Yeah, looking further down the thread, it looks like in 2008, a guy posted, "Never mind, just found out I can put my fingers up here and do pretty much whatever."
Yeah, the fingers. What are we talking about here?
What is going on? There's stuff on you that you don't even have to buy.
Right. Don't
hey,
make
if
mistakes.
Anyone wants seven severely used bedposts, I'm available for pickup or delivery.
I had a friend with two assholes.
What?
In school.
What?
I had a friend with two assholes.
Okay, what do you...
One wasn't being used.
Can't use them both, Tom. Come on.
You can't use them both.
So it was just a hole in the ass. Was it linked up?
It was a hole further up that was like, the doctors were like, oh, this was meant to be your asshole, but your body was like, no. Basically, the body was like, fuck this, and then screwed up the piece of paper that was the arsehole. Yeah.
But the body had already measured once and cut twice. Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Been there.
Two arseholes. It was further up the back.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
How far up the back are we talking? Are we talking like matrix, like plugs, or are we talking like a 2 or 3 inches above?
Just like at the top of like the butt crack.
Wow.
Yeah. Cute little thing.
Starting the butt crack off with a bang. Hey, just so you know what's coming further down the line here.
Yeah.
Here's a hole to wet your whistle. That is crazy.
Gross.
How'd you find that out?
Because they were like, do you want to see my second asshole?
Yeah, I can see how that would give the game away.
And I said yes.
Okay. Right.
Looked at it. And I was like, yep.
Yeah,
that
right.
Checks out. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like yeah. You got, let me see. 1, 2. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Well, I see your first asshole, but this is, well, there you go.
Oh my God, are we still going, Tom?
Well, you could knock me down with a feather. We don't have to finish this one. This is mainly the nastiest one.
No, I'd like to finish this one.
Okay.
No, this is the second page we have here.
Demi, JF. If you need to go, I'll just sit around and talk with Tom about cum for a while.
I don't need to go. I am just like, I did a gross thing and now Tom is doing a worse thing. And we only have so much time on this earth. And I respect you, JF.
Please don't.
Okay.
Okay, then there we go. Anyway, this is Eating Cum with Food. This is posted by Always Cummin in 2011. Hey, everybody. Just curious if anybody has ever tried eating/drinking their cum with or on various types of food. And if so,
yes.
How was it?
No shit. Are you fucking serious? Of course. What are you talking
about?
I'm kind of curious to try jerking off on a piece of toast or something and eating that in the morning for my breakfast.
You gotta have an imagination. You can't just toast some bread and then put a cum on it. You can't.
I mean, it would just stand out way too hard, right?
My friends gifted me a book once that was like, I can't remember what it was called.
You got the cum recipe book?
I got the cum recipe book, and all of it is just cum on some eggs. Cum on some eggs. Put cum in cake batter. Cum on your pancakes. And by the end of it, I was like, well, this is just a recipe book, but you wanted to be jerk off.
Well, and
stuff.
It's a lot of breakfast foods as well. And
a lot of breakfast foods.
Seems like the middle of the day, dinner time, snack time, you know, midnight snack.
I don't know that might be the sequels. Yeah, I don't know that that's something I can easily talk myself into doing at the crack of dawn. You know? Oh, it's 6 a.m. I got to get up and make it. Oh, come on the eggs, of course. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I can cross that off my bullet journal real nice and early.
You do have to let the horny bar fill up a little bit before you start attacking some of these things, huh?
Yeah.
You can't go into this with the same attitude that you lurch over to the Mr. Coffee. You're right. You got to have a little bit. You got to have some stink of the day on you.
Your dick's doing the same thing with its little arm down there right at the tip.
Big, luxurious stretch.
A little bird out the window twittering.
Oh, the sound of the newspaper hitting the front door.
Now, did this very obvious question from a rookie user in a forum, was it met with the typical... old hat guy stumbling in going, there's a search bar for a reason.
Here's the thing about these forums, JF, because like, I think that's a very, that's a response that I haven't seen on this forum, weirdly.
It's a very, there's no bad ideas type place, I believe.
And also.
They're all bad ideas?
Well, there's all bad ideas, and also the thing is that there's only so many questions that can be asked. Like, on the self-suck forums, pretty much every post is like, hey, does anyone have any advice on how to sunk my own dink or whatever? Yeah, right. And then that alternates with, hello, I've hurt myself trying to suck my own dick. Does anyone have advice? And never the advice is never stop. The advice is always, maybe you could stretch more or what have you.
God.
Anyway, so that to say, they've kind of gotten used to just seeing the same thing over and over.
So when someone says, how do you suck your own dick? And you can see that they have one post and they registered yesterday. The follow-up is never, check the sticky topics. They're there for you to look at.
I mean, these are all sticky topics.
Oh, Lordy. Tom, do we have to get into this type of stuff with you again?
Does it have to be like that, Tom, while we're talking about this?
Guess not.
So when they're talking about sucking their own dicks and coming in their mouths and like using their cum as toothpaste and having a specific separate toothbrush for the cum toothpaste and brushing their teeth with it every single morning. Mm-hmm. I think they all just really like talking about it and giving tips.
This is part of it for them, isn't it? The talking about it. This is not like, you know, sometimes I'll have a computer problem and I'll search for the exact error message I'm getting or whatever.
Sometimes I'll have a computer problem and I'll search for like Lola Bunny nude, tits out Lola Bunny.
Yeah, and that's the kind of sometimes stuff that can really make you calm enough to address the problem.
That's right. You gotta get that gunk out of there.
Beast.
Anyway, that's a problem I have with my computer, is that sometimes I'll accidentally...
Sometimes I haven't jerked off before I use the computer. I mean, you can really search Lola Bunny and pretty much any other word you want.
Yeah.
That's not what I was going to say. I was just going to say something else. Good guess. Remarkably close. But I was going to say that when I search for an error, and it's always surprising and funny to me to see someone else having the same problem and other people engaging with them about the problem, and then maybe the problem being fixed or not being fixed, and then everyone kind of going in their separate ways, and realizing, oh, the people they're helping solve the problem are, like, trapped in this little, like, genie in a bottle situation where they're, like, solving these problems. Like, this is their passion or whatever. They're doing this for some unknown reason. Whereas to me, I look for the problem, I want to solve it, and I move on. And I would do the same thing with eating my own cum. I would say, can you eat your own cum on toast? I would search for it. I would find the Reddit thread because I did search site colon Reddit, so I could get the Reddit results. And I would see I found like 10 people that say you can eat your cum on toast. There's like one guy who said you can't eat your cum on toast, but he's like a troll and he got downvoted a lot. So I'm going to ignore him. And then I'll just go eat the cum on the toast. And like, that's all the interaction I have to have with this topic. But these guys are talking about it fucking day in and day out. Like, this is their this is their whole shit, right?
They're discussing it like they are fans of their own individual dicks. But that also makes them fans of everyone else's dicks by proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and so wow.
It's kind of more of a fandom culture than it is like a Q&A thing. Because they, you know... A constant topic is like, hey, gang, I'm trying to swallow my own cum. Sure. But for some reason, no matter how much I try my darndest, I just can't get the gumption up. Does anyone have any advice on how to do this? And my advice would be like, well, it seems like you don't really want to do it. But then everyone chimes in with like, well, here are my tips.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has gotten incredibly nasty. Sorry about this. This is one that I only wanted really for the... the final post here by Moosebone, which is this thread was started in 2011. Here's a post from 2012 in the same thread. I blowed a nice load on a cheese Danish the other day. It was great.
That's so good that it's working out. That's so good. His other post was worse. Try coming on a scoop of chocolate ice cream. It's great. The sweet and salty taste good together. That's worse.
A scoop, my dude? You want me to come on a scoop of a chocolate ice cream, I guess? Okay. You got some kind of sugary camera store that I can come to get my ice cream with a scoop? Fuck this guy. Fuck
body this guy, him, yeah. Demi.
Yeah.
Get him. Get him and fuck him up.
I'm going to find him.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to find him in real life.
Yeah.
Let's get this guy. Let's strap him down. Let's force him to eat his own fucking cum. That'll really embarrass his ass.
Oh, no.
Stop. Tying up his own straps on his wrist.
Oh, you've gotten the better of me. Oh, well, that's some nasty stuff. Let's
Tom,
talk
that was
about...
really filthy. That was vile, I thought, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. Sorry, everybody. But hey, let's talk about something nice to see us out here. When I think of something nice, Demi, the first thing I think of is our nice friend JF.
Yes, I love our friend JF. I think JF is a great guy. And it sounds like I'm having a bit of fun, but I think JF is great.
Oh, he's having the time of his life.
He's having the time of his life.
I'm making the face from The Grudge, whatever that shit was about.
Yeah, you look like the lady who got killed in The Ring.
Was it The Ring or The Grudge?
They're both, I mean, the one from The Ring is Samara, her name is.
Yeah, but I think he looks like the...
Sadako, the other one.
Doing the face of, like, the lady who gets killed in the first seconds, the American Ring.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Is that the ring? She's in the closet, and then they turn
she's
her head
closet,
over, and she's like...
Yeah, and she's like... Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant, gang. I'm so sorry. I feel like I ruined this. You know, we had such a good time with the cum talk and everything.
We had such a good time with the cum, and then you sort of brought out the grudge, but you did mean The Ring.
I said the wrong adaptation of the Japanese horror movie genre. I just feel like such a horse's ass.
No, JF, don't talk like that.
Don't talk like that.
Come on, buddy.
Nobody's even mad at you.
No, everyone hates me. They want to see me dead. They don't like my new mug, which you can get at the Tom Walker shop.
Thank you for buying the mug, JF.
I wouldn't want to see you dead. Yeah. But if I did, I'd want you in a closet with a big, big mouth.
Yeah. It would be great to see if...
It'd be great. Yeah, what?
It'd be great to see my corpse.
It'd be great to see how Samara would choose to come at you from your various ways. Like, is she going to come through the Plex TV? Is she going to, like, end up all, you know, kind of jittery because the server connection dropped for a second? Is she going to end up with a few, like she's been recorded off of a screen because you accidentally torrented a version that was, you know, an in movie theater rip with a camcorder?
Well, I take great issue with a number of assumptions you've made there, Tom.
Yeah.
My server connection would never drop, first of all. I got a hardwired 1 gig back in.
You think she'll be coming out of one of the lenses of your Google Glass, maybe just poking you in the eye with one finger, potentially.
Getting pretty silly. Obviously, I don't take kindly to any of that stuff. You know, I got a good setup over here. I take care of my family, you know. I make sure that we have all the latest Wonder Woman movies to watch and force it on them. And we watch it over a 2-day period because really none of us can stand it for all that long. And we finally finish it at the end and we kind of silently just everyone walks out of the room without really much comment on it at all.
Is that how most movies go? Just like the you guys disbanding like a group of veterans who met to remember and then realize you don't have anything in common except the shed?
I would say that if anything gets said after a movie, it is generally, well.
Just slapping your knees as you stand up.
Everyone at once.
It is good to imagine children doing that, though. That's really good.
I better get back to my coloring, I guess.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks.
Yeah, it's great to just... imagine the TV screen going black, it sinks down to a tiny white circle, you leaving the room, your children looking at each other and saying, I don't love Dad anymore.
me neither. No.
are we good? I think we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JF, where can people find you online? The Skerrick of our listenership who aren't already in your thrall.
What the Skerrick? What the hell? What are we talking about?
It's a small amount. All right. Well,
now
hey,
I feel like a real horse's ass, Tom. I don't know what Skerrick means. Please do come and listen to my program, Your Kickstarter Sucks. We had the two people that we love more than anyone in the whole world, probably even more than our own families, Tom and Demi on the show recently on YKS Premium. Maybe I'll even, you know what? Maybe I'll even fuck around and unlock the motherfucker. Why don't I just fucking do that? I'm gonna unlock the motherfucker so everybody can enjoy it.
It's got the Tom and Demi. That podcast has the Tom and Demi stamp of approval. We both love it.
About to say genuinely, if this is like you see, it's my favorite. People should listen to it. If you're not already listening and you're a big soft tea listener, go listen to YKS. It's the best.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We try our best. You know, I can't even sarcastically say we work hard. That's so fucked. I can't even do the bit of saying that we try really hard, but.
Check out YKS. Check out The Go Off Kings, twitch.tv/GoOffKings. And thank you so much for listening. All right, bye.
Did I also say bye?
Please say bye, JF.
Goodbye, everyone.
You can hear the smile. All right, should we stop?
Yeah, let's click stop recording. Thank you.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.